Hi, this is Chuck with Inner Life Adventures. I want to share with you one of my all-time favorite mindfulness activities. It's so simple and so powerful and so grounding, and it can be done at any point in your day. One of my favorite times to do it is simply at any point of transition while you're walking from, say, a building to your car, or a car to your building, or from one meeting to another meeting. At any place that you're in transition, taking this time to give yourself a little mental time out from your daily flow and focusing on your surroundings can have huge benefits. You can also take this activity and apply it in a longer setting as well, like an intentional walk for 5 or 10, 15 minutes or an hour, whatever you'd like to do. And the same basic principles apply. If you'd like, you can use this recording with a pair of headphones as you're out for a walk. And I would suggest that you have one earbud in and one out so that you can hear some of the outside sounds as well as you're doing this. And again, once you know the basic instructions, you can just skip this recording and just start doing it on your own at any point. For me, it becomes kind of a habit and a routine of doing it anytime I'm in this place of transition and I'm feeling stressed and overwhelmed, to take this pause from my mental train of thought and pay more closer attention to my surroundings. So when you're ready, we'll begin. Just start becoming more aware of your surroundings. Notice which of your five senses you're receiving the most input from. And just notice and name whatever it is that you notice from that sense. You just notice what you notice. You don't get a gold star for noticing more or less. You notice what you notice, and you don't notice what you don't notice. And it's all fine. Now let's start by noticing sensations in your body. If you're sitting, simply notice the contact of your body with whatever object you're sitting on. If you're walking, notice the movement of your body. Notice the contact of your body with the ground. See if you can increase what you notice in terms of what parts of your foot are making contact or what parts of your body are making contact. See if you can notice the feel of your clothes against your body. See what other sensations you're aware of coming from your skin. Notice what other sensations you're aware of coming from any joints in your body. Notice engagement or relaxation of different muscles in your body as you're sitting or you're moving. Next, paying attention to input from your ears. What sounds do you hear? What variations in sound do you hear? Some that are louder, some that are softer. See if you can notice the quietest sound that you can possibly notice, even if that's hidden among some loud sounds in your environment. After you've surveyed as many sounds as you can, let your attention turn to smells. What are the smells of your environment? Maybe some are pleasant. Maybe some are less so. Again, the goal is not to judge or change anything, but just notice what is there. Taking another moment to focus on sights of your environment. You can name to yourself all the different things that you see, different objects, things that are moving, things that are still. Noticing colors and shapes. Noticing variations in the intensity of light and shadow. And lastly, paying attention to the sense of taste. Noticing flavors, textures, things that may be in your mouth. And notice how that sense of taste also registers things from our environment sometimes. And for the next minute or two, just let your attention wander freely between input from all five of your senses, noticing what senses are giving you the strongest input, which ones are more subtle, but just spending this time to name consciously the input from your senses. Noticing more about our environment and all the information that's there. helps strengthen our awareness. It also gives us a break from the ongoing train of thoughts. It's difficult to do both at the same time. When you feel ready, you can end this exercise by taking 3 deep breaths. Before moving back into more regular patterns of awareness, just take this time to thank yourself for taking this little break from your day, taking this opportunity to be more in touch with yourself and your environment. And I encourage you to keep practicing with this exercise as much as you can. Doesn't have to be this long. Can be as short as 30 seconds moving from one place to another. It still gives you a much needed break in your day. If you have any questions or if there's anything that I can help you with in your life, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you, and even if it's just simply to let me know how this was for you. Thanks so much for taking this time for yourself, and enjoy your day.